Boston hands over soldiers' home to migrant families. By Warner Todd Houston on March 25, 2024. Boston officials are preparing to hand over the city's old Chelsea soldiers' home to house illegal immigrants as Democrat Governor Maura Healey's administration looks for more sites to house migrants. Healey's office says that it is over capacity at its currently established shelters. So the soldiers' home facility is the next that will be put to use to house migrants. The city reports that about 100 families will soon be housed at the facility. The city has instituted a new requirement that illegals applying to stay in the shelters must sign up for state programs that aim to transition them out of reliance on state assistance. "We have said for months now that our system is at capacity, and we do not have the space, providers or funding to continue expanding," Emergency Assistance Director Scott Rice said, according to the Boston Herald. "This new certification policy is a responsible step to address the capacity constraints at our safety net sites. Families will need to demonstrate that they've taken action to get on a path toward independence and out of shelter. Applicants will be required to look for work or participate in training programs." Meanwhile, hundreds more are still on the way into the city. Exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. City officials have been scrambling to find ways to deal with the waves of President Joe Biden's illegals. One suggestion has been to have private citizens take illegal families into their own homes. The city has also redirected millions of dollars in city services to care for migrants. However, many residents have not exactly met the plans with acceptance. Local families in the predominantly Black Roxbury neighborhood of Boston were furious in February after the city shut down a community center to instead use it to house more of Biden's illegal border crossers. Healey's administration also took criticism for housing migrants at Logan International Airport. The state reported in February that it is on track to spend $1 billion to feed migrants by 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.